Mishnah Ches, what happens if Chol Yishem Echad the Hafsik Bin Tayim? If one day falls in between Yom Tov and Shabbos, so either Yom Tov ends on a Thursday, or Yom Tov starts on a Monday, so it's technically possible for the Kohanim to leave the Beis HaMikdash on Friday or to arrive on Sunday. However, it would be quite inconvenient, and most Kohanim, if they had been there for Yom Tov, or they're coming for Yom Tov, and there's only one day in between Yom Tov and Shabbos, they would be in the Beis HaMikdash for Shabbos as well. However, since it is possible for them to have left, or to have arrived later, they are not considered to be equal to the Mishmar whose turn it is. Although at the same time, they do still take a share in the Lech Maponim, in the Matzah loaves, as the Mishnah now describes. Mishmar Shazmane Kavua, the Mishmar whose fixed time it is, it's their week in the Beis HaMikdash, Chayonotel Eser Chalois, they would take 10 out of 12 of the loaves. Now the truth is, there would never be just one Mishmar who would take all of the loaves. As we explained earlier, the Mishmaris would always switch on Shabbos, and Shabbos is the day that they would split the loaves. So as we're about to see later on in this Mishnah, they would actually split it. According to most, that would be 6 and 6. So in this case, where Yom Tov falls either on a Thursday or a Monday, so the two Mishmaris who are switching on Shabbos, they would split, instead of 12, they would split 10. So they would each get 5, instead of 6 loaves, and the remaining 2 loaves, Zanis Akim and Toshtayim, those Kohanim who are staying there extra, they would all split 2 loaves between them. Now what would they do regularly, Veshayim Sashana, and during the rest of the days of the year, HaNichnas Etol Sheish, VaYetzin Etol Sheish. The Mishmar who is coming in now and starting their week, they take 6 of the loaves, and the Mishmar who is leaving, they also take 6 loaves. Rabbi Yehuda says, HaNichnas, the Mishmar who is coming in, Etol Sheva. They take 7 loaves, VaHayotzei Etol Chomesh, and the Mishmar who is leaving only take 5 loaves. Now, of course, ultimately they would always end up getting 12 loaves altogether, just instead of getting 6 loaves this Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos when they leave they get another 6, they instead start by getting 7 this week, and 5 when they leave. Now, why is that? So the Mefarshim explain that on that Shabbos, the first few things which need to be done that day in the Beis HaMikdash are done by the first Mishmar. And in general, if a group of people, or a group of Kohanim start doing something in the Beis HaMikdash, they should finish it. However, what happens? They leave in the middle of the day, and the next Mishmar comes, and they do the rest of the things which need to be done that day. So for example, the first Mishmar, they opened the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, but the next Mishmar are the ones who close the gates. So in a way, you could look at it as if they're sort of finishing their job for them. The first Mishmar really should have done it, but the new Mishmar are doing it for them. So in return for that, the new Mishmar take one of their loaves. Continues the Mishnah, HaNichnasin Cholkim Batzofain. Those Kohanim who are coming in as part of the new Mishmar, they split the loaves in the north part of the Azara. That's considered the more holy part of the Azara, where the higher-level Korbanos are slaughtered. And since this Mishmar is coming for a new week of service in the Beis HaMikdash, they're on the way to that, so they are considered sort of on a higher level, and they go to the holier part of the Azara, V'hayotzim Badoraim, whereas the Kohanim who are leaving as part of the other Mishmar, who had already been there for a week, they split the loaves in the south part of the Azara. Now there was one exception to this, and that is Bilga. This was a name for a particular Mishmar. All of the 24 Mishmaris had names, so Bilga was the name of one of them. And that Mishmar, Le'olam Chalekes Badoraim. They would always have to split the loaves in the south part of the Azara. That was as a punishment, as we will explain in a moment. And they were punished in 2 other ways as well. Number one is V'tabat HaKavua. Their ring was fixed. In the north part of the Azara, of the courtyard, there were 24 rings on the floor, which could be sort of lifted up from the ground, or turned over a bit, and they would put the animal underneath that ring, and then close the ring, so that the animal couldn't move about a lot, and it would have to stay there while being slaughtered. Otherwise, it would be likely that the animal would be moving about a lot, and the slaughtering might become invalid. So by making the animal go under the ring and be still, so they could do the shechita, they could slaughter the animal quite easily. But in order to get the animal's head underneath the ring, they had to lift the ring up, or turn it round a bit so it goes underground. The point is that the ring of Bilga of that Mishmar, there were 24 rings for each Mishmar, so the ring which corresponded to Bilga, that was fixed, so in order to slaughter the animals, they had to borrow somebody else's ring, the ring of a different Mishmar. And the third punishment was V'chaleina Setuma, their window was closed. This refers to a particular chamber known as Beis HaChalifos, which is where the knives were kept, the knives which were needed for the Beis HaMikdash, and each Mishmar had a particular window which they could put their knives into the chamber through that window. But again, Bilga's window was closed, they would have to borrow a different Mishmar's window. And these three things were punishments for the Mishmar of Bilgah. Now, why exactly were they punished? So the daughter of one of the Kohanim who were part of this Mishmar, she left her faith, she ended up marrying a Greek. And when the Greeks entered and were Metameh, they made the Beis HaMikdash impure. She came inside the Beis HaMikdash, and she kicked the Mizbeach, and she shouted, Lukus, Lukus, which is the Greek for wolf, wolf. She disgraced the Mizbeach, and she said, up until when will you continue destroying the money of the Jews? The Jews spend so much money on the Karbonos, and yet it doesn't seem to help, because now the Greeks are entering the Beis HaMikdash. She totally made a disgrace of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, the Jewish people. And so after the Chanukah story, where the Chashmonaim won, and they overcame the Greeks, so the Chacham punished this Mishmar of Bilgah in these three ways. Solik Masechet Sukkah, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.